Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's topic is hidden secrets, making millions from home working on the internet. Today, we need to look for new options of where the job market is. And several months ago, I participated in a presentation on internet marketing. And I understood from the info commercial that this was an internet marketing program. And it was offered by Anthony Morrison. And his pitch was that he was a medical student and his father lost all his money when WorldCom went out. Now, to tell you the truth, I think what happened was that when he lost his father lost his job, he did not lose his income. But what happened was that Anthony Morrison is a part of the millennial generation where they grew up using computers, cell phones, technology. So they understand how to go out and research on the internet for a business or a product to sell and how to set up a business, how to set up a website, how to use search engine optimization, how to use keyword advertising, how to set up sales letters, how to maximize traffic to their website. And he perfected this program to the point where he was making $1 million a year. Now, what he had done was he had gone out and he had researched for a product. The product he was selling was credit cards. He found that was the biggest thing that people were looking for when they were searching on Google for products to sell or products to secure. And people were going online as opposed to sending out applications through the mail to banks to get credit cards. And what he did was he set up a website and he built his sales letter. And he tweaked the sales letter to the point where he knew the right words to put into the ad. He knew the right type of keywords. Over time, he built up those keywords up to 30,000. So, and if you research it, you will pick out the keywords that get the maximum number of people clicking over to it. And you can tweak those to the point where you increase the number of people who actually come to your website. And by understanding your meta tags and your domain name and all of that information, then it helps you increase your presence on the internet. What we are looking to do is help you to grow your business and to look for ways that you can expand and improve your opportunities in the workplace. Today, there's no such thing as a job. Many companies are cutting back or outsourcing work. So what was a traditional job 10 years ago doesn't exist today. So what you need to think about is that jobs that existed 10 years ago don't exist today. Jobs that exist today did not exist 10 years ago. And there will be jobs in the future which haven't even been invented yet. The thing is to think about what is your passion. What is it that you would love to do if you could afford to do it and do it for free? If you know what that is, how would you get there? We at Career Performance Institute helps people learn how to build a business as opposed and a career as opposed to just looking for a job. Because if you're looking for a job, those things don't exist today. What you need to consider is things that you can do that can really help you build a long-term business. Baby boomers today they did not grow up using the computers. They did not grow up learning how to use Google to research it. They did not think about it. Whereas this Anthony Morrison grew up in, as part of the millennial generation, grew up using this technology and understanding how to take it and maximize it. And nothing is saying that when you build a business or you start a business or you set up your website that you will make $1 million the first year or even within the first 6 months, but over 3, 4, 5, 6 years period of time, you can really build an income. What happened was when I attended the seminar, they just gave a lot of hype, and they talked about the benefits and the features, and they showed you copies of his checks and how much money he had made. And yes, the longer you're on it, you may not make more than $200 or $300 the first week and then build from there. Well, to me, paying someone $4,500 for a system that he claimed he invented, which to me, he did not even invent the wheel. I happened to have attended a presentation offered by Stores Online 4 years ago, and they basically told you what this system was and how to use it and how to go out and research for a product to sell. And their program was called Cash Flow on the Internet. And they come around to cities every so often and periodically to run these programs. The thing is, their purpose is to give you this information so that you will purchase through them the website and let them host your website. That's how they make their money. And that's a good concept because their feeling is you have one shopping cart and you have 6 different domain names. But the thing is, each of those domain names, if you perfect your search engine optimization, if you perfect your keyword advertising, if you perfect your sales presentation, then they all come back to the same storefront, and it builds traffic for you. And the more traffic you have, then what that does is that will increase your opportunities for income. The thing is that what he was doing was he was basically doing it through pay-per-click. When you do pay-per-click, you can be 1, 2, or 3 by bidding on certain keywords so that when someone puts those keywords in, then because you're ranked up there, it will come to your website will show up when they go into the search engines, and then people will click over to your website and they will purchase from you, especially if it's something they are looking for. What we want to do is help you understand how that the system is out there. You can learn to use it. And as you learn to use it and build a website for yourself, and we can even give you a place where you can go and build that website. Now, in my case, I had built a website for myself, but it really did not give me what I really wanted in traffic or really present me in the way that I wanted to be presented. So I found that for me it was best to go on and have my website redone. And what I did was I found someone who had built websites for other professional speakers and trainers, which allowed them to really build their presence on the Internet. And because I was competing against them, I needed something that was as good as their website is. So I had someone build it for me. My website address is www.1, and that's the number 1, personalcareercoach.com. One thing that took the longest in building my website was my shopping cart. And it took a while because he had a new program that he was working with that he had to tweak and tweak it to the point where, since I have products that I have created, such as this audio tape, then I can take it and download it to my computer, and then I can take it and upload it to my website and sell it if I want to. Now, you can listen to this show on my radio show. My radio show is also linked to my website so that people can listen to it if they don't know that I have a radio show, and then they can come to me later on. And what we want to do is, for any of you who have your own business and want to build product for yourself, you can build it through a site like Blog Talk Radio, where you get on the air and you give presentations. You can do it on a weekly basis. You can do it once a month. You can do it twice a week. You can do it how many times you choose to do it, but it builds product for you. It also builds credibility for you. One of the things that you want to be able to do when you have your own business is build your credibility. As you build your credibility, then people will look for you. They will research you on the internet. But initially, you got to remember, people don't know who you are. They don't know your expertise. That's why for many people, and what I have talked about previously is internet marketing, which this is actually a business on the internet. And what we want people to do is retrain their thought processes on what a job is. Today, so many companies have cut back. Recently, and let me give you some stories, I came across someone who found a niche for herself. She's an aestheticist. That is, she does facials, and she was working with Spa Sidel. Spa Sidel actually was sold out to a corporation, so they do not exist as Spa Sidel right now. And what she decided was, instead of staying working for them, she wanted to find something where she had an opportunity to work on her own and actually use her skills as an aestheticist. So what she did was she's now out there on her own, and she's marketing herself to individuals where she goes into their homes and does the facials for them rather than having them come to her at the health spa. And she's just beginning to build up her business. So for her, it's an avenue where she's got to build the business. She's got to make plans on how she's going to get traffic to her. She has to eventually have a website. Today, if you have a business of any kind, you need to have a website, because first thing people ask you is, what is your website address? If you remember a few years ago, the biggest thing that people asked was, what is your fax number? What is your cell phone? Well, now it's, what is your website address? And you need to figure out ways to promote your website and build your business. You can do that through search engine optimization. You can do that through keyword advertising. You can do that through social networking. You can do that in many different ways. But here's something that I want to tell you about that is a program that I found out about that is really neat, because it really helps you to increase your website address. Now, it's called Local Ad Links, and if you want to geo-target or target certain areas within your community, especially if you serve certain people and you want to be able to reach them, first, you can have a free package, and the free package just consists of having a business card listing, and it just gives you a presence on the internet, but it doesn't really do a whole lot of marketing for you. What you may want to look at is the basic package, which right now is $49.95 a month for a business listing, and this business listing gives your business details, your website link, featured business status, which gives you higher ranking on the search engines, the ability to upload one image, and it targeted three zip codes. Add two search terms, because remember, you want search terms in there because that is how people find you. Then when they put the keyword advertising into the search engines, then they're going to pick up certain sites. Your listing is posted out on the web, displayed on the biggest websites, search engines, and social sites on the internet. And ad coverage is limited to the people in the three zip codes that you chose. Now, the next package would be the standard package, and that runs for $99.95 a month. You get your business details, you get your website link, you get a featured business listing, which makes you higher than any others, and you also get a photo gallery, the ability to upload multiple photos. You target 10 zip codes. You add two search engine terms. You have the ability to create and upload coupons. You have the ability to upload and show videos, plus your listing is pushed out on the web and displayed on the biggest websites, search engines, and social sites on the internet. Ad coverage is limited to the people in the 10 zip codes that you have chosen. And the last package would be your premium package, and that runs $199.95 a month. You get business details, it's your website link, you're the featured business status, you get the ability to upload multiple photos to a gallery. You also target 50 zip codes, and you add three search engine. You have the ability to create and upload coupons, the ability to upload and show videos. Plus, you have a tagline that is in red lettering, which stands out for you. And then you have the ability to get your listing posted out on the web, displayed on the biggest websites, search engines, social sites, and internet. The ad coverage is limited to people in the 50 zip codes that you have chosen. As you can see, with each package, it costs more money, but your ability to reach more people in geo-targeting is what is the biggest thing that you need to be available to you. And these are prices that are available today, but as of March 1st, the prices will increase. So the idea is for you to be aware that you need to think in terms of how are you going to market yourself and maximize your ability to be seen and draw traffic to your website. Now, that was one example of someone who was able to build a business for herself and actually take the skills in her education and go with it. But several months ago, or 6 months ago, I had to have someone come out and clean and optimize my computer. And since it took him 3 hours to work on it, and he got there at 9, and he did not even leave until midnight, or 11:30, close to midnight, I had the opportunity to talk to him. And what I found out was that he had been working for Earthlink, and he was one of the 60,000 people who had been laid off after working there for 7 years. Initially, he was going to go out and look for another job, but then he thought, why not create my own job doing websites? And he started doing that. He decided that he wanted to do something where he was getting out more rather than sitting at home and working all the time. So what he did was, since part of his job at Earthlink was to go out or keep up their computers and make sure they were working properly and optimize them, what he did was he went on Craigslist and he posted an ad that he could clean and optimize computers and people would call him. What he did was, if you live within a certain distance of his home, it was $50. If he went further than that distance, then it was $65. And he schedules six days a week, and he starts at 9:30 in the morning, going from one home to the other, and he sees about four or five people in a day. You figure he's got five people that he sees at $50, or maybe three at $50 and two at $65. He's made over $200 a day. If you figure in six days a week, then he's made over $1,000 a week. Well, he didn't stop there. He also decided that, or he had met someone who was a plumber, and the plumber had been working with the company. And the owner of the company died, so the plumber was not getting along with the son who took over the business. And what he decided to do was that when he lost his job, my friend or my computer guy met with them, and he said, "I'll tell you what, I will build your computer and I will market you." And then what they did was, I will build your website for you and market you. They now have a 65-35 split on income. Well, as you can see, he created an income for himself. He knew what he had an education in. He knew what he had a passion for, and he figured out how he can make an income doing that. So if you are still out there looking for a job and you have no concept of when your next paycheck is going to come in, look on the internet, because there are a lot of people who have websites who are looking for salespeople to help them market their products. If you want to make an income and you have a ready list of people that you can send out information on these products and they purchase something, then you get a commission for it. And you can also build up your income and your areas of what you're looking for. We need to take and look at other things. Search engine optimization is one of them. Keyword advertising is another one. Now, I talked about websites. There's a site called sitesale.com where you can go on there, and if you don't have a presence on the internet, you can build a website. Now, let me go back and tell you, if you're interested in starting a business and aligning yourself with a company and you have a passion in a certain area, whether it be health and wellness, whether it be training and development, whether it be photography, whether it be article writing, you can go on there. And if you have been a secretary in an office, just remember, those office jobs don't exist today. But what people need is there are a lot of virtual assistants out there who work for solopreneurs or entrepreneurs. The term is interchangeable, because usually when someone is in business for themselves, they work by themselves. And what they do is, if their strength is in one area and their weakness is in another area, then they will contact someone who specializes in the services they need. This is a way for you to build up your income. It's a way for you to increase your visibility to other people, and it's also a way to draw traffic to you. Because another thing you want to think of is building links to your website. When you build links to your website, then what happens is, especially if you are linked to someone who has products that complement your service or your product, then what will happen is that person may, say, purchase an animal from a store, but they will need the accessory. Today, more and more people, rather than going into the stores, are buying offline, because it also cuts their expenses. They don't have to pay taxes online. They can get the shipping for free. It just may take a couple more days, and then usually the company who's online has a money-back guarantee, which allows you to build some of your if you find that it's a product that doesn't quite fit right, or you can always send it back and know that you can get your money back. Or if it doesn't fit the way you thought it was going to fit, you can get your money back. More and more, even if you have a job in a physical resident or physical place, you're not working as many hours as you would have years ago, because we're in a slow downturn. There are people who work in grocery stores who don't even get but 12 hours a week for a job, and they're usually not making more than $8 an hour. If you figure $8 an hour on 12 hours, you're maybe making $120 a week, $480 a month. That's very difficult to survive on that. So you need to think in terms of what are other options available to me for a job. Many times, and I've seen people who had two and three jobs, where they went from one job to the other job to the other job. Well, companies are no longer doing that. And companies today are also outsourcing. And they're also, what they're doing is, especially companies where a lot of their work is done on the phone, rather than paying rent on a big office building and purchasing computers and phones and having to pay a light bill and pay for insurance, what they are doing is they are hiring people to work from their home. I had a neighbor who went to work for a company that what she did was there were people who had lost their credit, and they were trying to do credit repair. And she worked with the company. They gave her the computer. They gave her the phone. She set up the phone line and the internet service. And then what she did was she hooked the phone up, she hooked the computer up, and she told them what days she wanted to work, and then that allowed her flexible time. And then because it was in the software, then all the calls would be funneled into a home so that she could work with the client. The company also was able to pay her insurance, but they may not have been able to pay her that medical coverage or that insurance had they have been working in an office, because of all the other expenses they had. So what are some things that I want you to consider this? And then I want you to go back and visit my website, look over the products, and if you are looking or planning a career, I would like the opportunity to help you plan that career in such a way that you are working long-term and that you don't have to worry about where your next job is coming from, because today what was a traditional job doesn't exist today. So you really need to think in terms of what is the non-traditional jobs. And what I'm going to do is tell you about some jobs that people may not have thought about as an adult, but it was things that they did as children. Now, one thing I found was that there are a lot of companies that have these rubber bands that have sayings on them. And for many years, I contracted with a breast cancer company, and they would send me the bands, and I went out and I sold the bands, and then I sent them the money. I was able to earn 25% off of what I sold. But it did give me an income. It did keep the roof over my head. There are other companies that are out there that do fundraising that actually pay you commission for working with them. And because they realize that if they just had someone doing telemarketing or did a pitch where they did it once a year, their income would not be what it needed to be. So that it's usually done year round. We're now moving into March, and as you know, you will see for St. Patrick's Day, the Shamrocks for Joey's Kids. That's another option or way that they raise money. And I know that goes to them throughout the year. You have different organizations and corporations that do things throughout the year. And then on the telethon, they will do special programs where they come on and they actually are filmed with Jerry Lewis and giving big, large checks and talking about muscular dystrophy. But this is something that he has done for so long that he has built up a following, and everyone knows that Labor Day is Jerry's weekend. Then you have also companies who want to do things to help people, and they think in terms of children. And then what happens, you have some programs that they do the fundraising on their own year-round, and this allows them to have a constant flow of income. So what we want to do is give you an idea of some options that you can think about, because it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out how to go on the internet and how to build a business over time. Just remember, your income will not start out high, but over time, especially if you are aligned with the right product, your income can increase over time. Now, what I also want to talk is, how do you promote yourself? And some of the ways that you promote yourself is through social networking. And there are sites out there like Ning, where you have over 150 people who have set up their own social site. And you can go on there and set up, write discussions, and you can promote your website that way. And you can go on there and you can join friends, and you can keep in touch with them, and you can tell them what specials you're running right now. So what we need to do is think in terms of, how do you advertise on the internet? Local ad links is one of them. Social networking is another one. Social ad link does cost you money, but it also increases your ranking on the internet. Social networking is free. It will build your ranking on the internet, especially when you use the Real Simple Solution, which is to take and make sure that anything that you promote, that you have your name, your website, and your address on it. And as you do that, then what you're doing is you're building your ranking on Google. You want to build your ranking. You can build it slowly and take it up slowly, or you can use advertising. You can also use pay-per-click. And I do want to go in a little bit into pay-per-click, because what you do is you can go on Google AdSense or Yahoo or any one of the search engines, and you can set up that whenever anyone clicks on your website and goes to your website, you can choose if you want it to be anywhere from a penny a word to a dollar a word. You can bid up as high as you want to. The idea is to understand that if you bid more than 50 cents, then every time someone clicks over to your name and your website, then it's going to cost you a dollar or whatever you bid for that click. But when you look at the total number of people who actually come to your website and surf it, and the actual number of people who buy, no click is worth more than 50 cents. So you really should never bid more than 50 cents. But let me tell you some secrets and some things that you can possibly do that can help you get a ranking. Say if you are a wedding planner, think about it. Sometimes people misspell the word wedding, and they'll put weeding in, or they'll put planners. You know, when you do that, and if you can go in and you can set it up where it's a misspelled word, then what happens is you may be the only wedding planner on that site, and someone comes to that particular listing, and you're the wedding planner, they're going to click on you as opposed to going back and trying to research it again to find someone. So there's ways that you can tweak things so that you can become the number one listing on the internet, or on using keyword advertising. The idea is, the more that you're out there and the more that people see you, the more traffic you get to your website. Now, there are websites that you can go on where it builds traffic for you, but what they do is they have replicating different websites, and they want you to sit there and look at the ads. And as you look at the ads and you build your credits, then you could put your website up there, and the more credits you have, the more people that will come to your website. So what can you do? If you do not have any idea on how to build a business on the Internet, you can contact me. My name is Davida, D-A-V-I-D-A, Shensky, S-H-E-N-S-K-Y. Now, the reason I use the term success coach, and it's S-U-C-C-O-A-C-H, success is abbreviated, but it's just that I want people to think in terms of how they can be successful, because my goal is to help people reach their maximum potential in life and to learn to live without limits. That's why this radio show is called Live Without Limits. And I tend to do a lot on business because business is what people are looking for, whether it be their own business or whether they're looking for a job. Now, if you're looking for a job or you want to and you don't know where to start, you can come and take a free teleseminar that I will be presenting that is called Find a Job in the New Century. And it will discuss all the various ways that you can have a business for yourself, how you can research a business, how you can grow your business, and how you can work from home. Because as this country becomes more and more populated, as gas prices start going up, people are starting to look for ways that they can go and work and not travel more than 25 feet from one room to the next and have their computer set up, their internet set up, however you want to do this. And it also helps you to increase your income, and it also helps you to get a tax write-off for yourself. What I also want to do is talk about some ways that you can promote yourself. There are ways offline that you promote yourself, which is going to groups where you can stand up, you can tell them about your company, you can tell them about your product, you can tell them what type of client you are looking for, and you can build referrals. These two clubs are called Power Core and Leads Clubs. Now, you usually go during a breakfast, a lunch, or a dinner. You pay for the meal. You usually will have one or two times that you can go for free. They also have, when you're a member, and you do have to pay for the membership, and you can pay for it quarterly, semi-quarterly, or yearly. And you go there, and you can also set up where you have as much as 10 or 15 minutes where you can get into detail about your products and tell them how they can use those products to, and whether it be their health and wellness, and that seems to be a big thing right now that a lot of people are into. You need to think, if you're going to be doing that, look for a good multi-level company or network marketing company where you are in business for yourself but not by yourself, because you want to think of especially having a sponsor that you know that can help you build and grow your business. And through them, you can also get replicating websites. Now, what I'm talking about when I'm talking about a replicating website is it's a main website. But what you do is if you are an affiliate with a company, then they will assign you a code. And then what happens is that website, you get a website address with that code in it so that they know that whenever a sale comes to you, it has come through that site. And what you can do if you don't want people to know that it's a replicating website, then you can go out there and you can buy your own domain name. And let me give you a little tip on this. When you buy a domain name, think of something that are keywords that people will key into the search engines, so that if those words are in the name of your website, then that your website will come up as a website associated with that. When that happens and people click over it to you, that's a sale for you. So there are just little things that you need to think about that can help you with growing a website. And if you are in business for yourself, here are some other offline things that you can do. Now, a lot of people don't feel comfortable standing up in front of groups and speaking. So you might want to attend Toastmasters. When you attend Toastmasters, you have 10 basic speeches that you have to give, each increasing in length until you get to up to 20 minutes. The first one being 3 minutes, and all you do is tell people a little bit about yourself, the idea to get you to feel comfortable in front of people. As you notice, when I am on my show, I will sometimes stop, and it will be dead for a few seconds. That's because I am organizing my thoughts to make sure that I don't overlap myself. Because I find that when people don't know what their next thought is, they will keep saying, If you keep saying that constantly, then if people are hearing that, then eventually they're going to get to where they hear that more and more, and they're just not sure that you really know your topic that you're talking about. So if you, when you talk, you sound smooth and relaxed, then you become more of an expert on your topic. Now, what I also wanted to tell you about is we were talking about social networks and writing blogs and getting on forums. If you write articles or you write ebooks, then that gives you more credibility in who you are as a business person. And what you want to do is become known as an expert in your topic. I get a lot of emails that I'm on a lot of sites, but what it is there's like everyone who teaches you how to build a website, or everyone that teaches you how to write a sales letter, or everyone that wants to teach you how to be number one on the internet. They are all gurus in their little niches. If you find them and there is information that you can glean from what they send you, then that is important, because that's something that you can get for free just by being on their list. And sometimes they have products to sell, and it becomes overwhelming. What I have found that unless it's something that I need at that time, you can always unsubscribe to it. Especially if they're sending you emails, and they're sending you 3, 4, and 5 emails a day on one product, you can easily unsubscribe to them. Or you can set it up where on your email that it just automatically goes into the trash bin. Or you can always set it up where you can unsubscribe so that you no longer get their emails. But this is how people are building their business. To them, it's an important aspect of their business, but they need to be aware that they don't need to send you maybe one email a week. If they send you one email a week, you're more likely to read that email. If it's 3, 4, and 5 a day, then you're going to look at it as spam and you're just going to delete it. So these are things that you need to consider when you're building your online business. How can you do it in such a way that people will want to look at what you have to say and be willing to read what you have to say, so that you're not bombarding them to the point where they consider your emails junk mail? And I'm sure you all have had that junk mail. So you just need to be aware. It's a very important aspect of marketing is to use emails to send out to your potential clients, but you don't want to overuse it. You want to use it in such a way that you have increased your kind of helping people to be aware of the fact that you are the expert in your field. You want and one way that you can do that, which would be sending out emails, is to maybe do something like a success tip. That is something that I want, that I will be sending out twice a week, and it's a little bit of a success tip that helps you how to improve your personal life or how to improve your business. I do this once a week through my radio show, and a lot of my radio shows, just like this one, tends to deal with internet marketing, because internet marketing is the biggest way that people are beginning to grow their business. The offline, and as I was telling you about, was Toastmasters. It helps you build the skills you need so you can go to different associations and you can go out there and promote your business. We need to be able to do both offline and online marketing. There are businesses out there who have a brick and mortar front, but do not even have a presence on the internet. And when you don't have a presence on the internet, then you are losing business, because people more and more are going on the internet to research products. Then they're going to find out where it is that they can purchase it. If it's reasonable and they can get a good price for it, they will purchase it online. If they can't, then they will go look for the brick-and-mortar store to purchase it. But usually that brick-and-mortar store has to charge you taxes, because they have to pay taxes to the city and the state, which someone who has an online business does not have to do. If that brick-and-mortar store has a website and the individual does not want to come to their store, or they don't have the product in the store, then they can always give them the website address and they can purchase it at that time. What we want to do is help you understand how you can take and build your business and maximize your business so that you are increasing your credibility, you are increasing your visibility, you are increasing your traffic to your website, and you're increasing your number of sales over a period of time. Almost every industry has been affected by the internet today. The music business, the entertainment business. Right now, I am not in a place where I can go and watch a TV on a daily basis, and I have one soap opera that I like to follow. Now what I do is I download it and I go online and I can watch my soap opera anytime I want to on my computer. That allows me to keep up with it and see what's happening, but it also means that I don't have to sit in front of a TV. So as what's happening is more and more people are getting computers because they're becoming reasonably priced, but it's not the computer itself that is the high-end item. It's usually the software, and those are things that get changed constantly, at least every year, because they're always tweaking things. When Microsoft came out with Vista and all the computers, the PCs were coming out with Vista, a lot of people were having issues with their Vista. So they were waiting for the second generation to come out, and that improved some of the issues that people were having. Now, the thing is, you just remember, a computer has a life, especially a PC has a lifespan of 5 years. A laptop has a lifespan of 3 to 4, maybe 5 years, but that is stretching it. And what happens is that my computer is now over three years old, and what's happening is that I'm finding that I'm in an issue where I'm having slowdowns. I'm getting too much space, and I don't have enough space because I have a lot of software on here. Plus, I'm always writing articles, and I'm writing training programs. And a lot of these things I keep on my computer rather than in paper and pen, and it takes up a lot of space. So it takes up space on my computer, but the computer itself is very compartmentalized, and I can take it with me wherever I go. That's as, because the PCs came out in the 80s. The laptops started coming out in the 90s and in the early new millennia. So, and as time goes on, the processors get bigger and the megabytes get bigger so that you can have more and more space on your computer so that you can keep the things you have. Plus, you also have to get today external hard drives because that allows you to have information and software on it that you're not using on your PC at that moment, but you may need at a later date. So there are a lot of things to think about, but remember, online business is where we are moving today. Even music, people are not going into the stores to buy the CDs. They're going online and they're downloading the music, they're downloading the movies. They're not, even movie houses are hurting. Restaurants today, what they're doing is they're looking for ways to build business. Most of them have websites, and on their websites they have on there where you can get coupons. With these coupons, what it does is it gives you an incentive to come into the restaurant. People are looking for ways to not get out there and use their cars today. So having an online business is an option. The reason why people are not using their cars today is because gas prices are going up. We saw that a few months ago when it hit $4 and $5. In Europe, they're paying even more than what we pay in the States. They pay double what we pay. So they are always, they're more technologically advanced than we are in the United States. So what happens is they are no longer considered third world countries. And even though the United States is supposed to be the most industrialized, they are losing ground to other countries. So you need to take and retrain your thinking into what is a job, and you need to consider things that you can do that can help you grow that business so that down the road you do not end up out there losing everything you have. You need to think in terms of what are the things that you can do that can help you build and expand your business, and how can you keep adapting to the new technology. These are things that are happening today, and these are things that you need to very much be aware of, and then you also need to be looking at ways that you can turn around and expand that so that it's gotten to the point where you can build and grow the things that you need to do, and how you can take and look at some of the things that you want to do in the future, and how can you take and expand all the new things that you want to think about for today's marketplace, and how are you going to take and grow your business in the future, and what are things that you can do that can help you plan the new, what it is that you want to think about in the new job market. Now, what I want to do is talk to you a little bit and tie everything together in the last few minutes. And we talked about the pay-per-click. We talked about sales letters. We talked about geo-targeting. And we even talked a little, got into some marketing. But what you want to do is look at things that you can do that can also help you expand some of those things, and how you can build the build your business from the ground up on the internet. And a lot of that is done through the marketing. A lot of that is also done through geo-targeting. Geo-targeting, as when I talked about local ad links, is to target certain areas in your community to help you expand what it is that you want to think about and place yourself in a way to optimize your your business. And optimizing it is to think in terms of where it is that you want to be in the next few months and how are you going to expand your business. Now, what I want to do is spend some time talking about some of the programs that I do, because this is what I do, is help people as a career coach to sit down and plan out how they are going to build and expand their business. Today, people are looking for jobs. Jobs don't exist today. As I mentioned, the jobs that you, what you're seeing is we are in an economy where it's become a global economy. A lot of the issues came about with the mortgages because people were not, or what was happening was when a lot of the middle management and upper management people in the corporations lost their jobs, they went and took seminars on how to buy property for no money down. And they got all this hype about how investment in property was only going to increase. Well, it did for a while because prices on houses were being inflated, but they were artificially inflated. Then you had people who were thinking, okay, I can buy one home, let me buy four and five homes. So what they did was they had four and five mortgages at the same time going out. They had money going out that they didn't have coming in. Then the bubble burst. And what you found was that people couldn't pay their mortgages. They hadn't, that the prices were so overwhelming that the cost for, what was happening was people were paying $2,000 and $3,000 a month for their mortgage. They're paying almost $1,000 or $1,500 for a leased car. Well, how many people have $4,000 a month coming in to cover all of these expenses? So what are some things that you can do that can cut some of your expenses but can also help you increase your income? And what we want to do is let's talk about your passion. What is it that you really love to do? Now, if you think about it, and I kind of mentioned this earlier but didn't get into detail, is years ago children would go out and they would cut grass to make extra money, or they would wash cars to make money. More and more you're seeing people going out and doing detailing. And for those people who do work corporate jobs or travel a lot, they have animals, but they can't take care of them because they're traveling. So go be a dog walker or someone who goes and gets bonded and has a place where someone can board their dogs. There's jobs out there, but you just need to think and look for things that are not where you thought they were going to be at present. So what are some things that you could do? What is it that you have a real passion about that you really want to do and build your business for the future? We want to help you think in terms of things that you can do. And when you have a business from home, you need to set up a room. You need to set up boundaries because you need to be someone who is disciplined. You need to manage your time. You need to reduce the stress in your personal life. There are a lot of things that you need to consider. Now, what I want you to do is I'm going to give you my website address again. It's the number one, personalcareercoach.com. I have a number of shows that I have done on my radio show that are on my website for sale. I have written several articles on the topic that are for sale. If you go online and you sign up to take one of my e-courses, you will get some of these products for free, especially my newsletter. And you could also sign up to receive my success tip that I will be sending out, or that I send out twice a week, to help you come up with an idea or a plan on some things that you can do. And since I've gotten down to less than 14 seconds, what I want to do is also remind you to come back next week when we will talk about 10 strategies to market your business.